Blog Talk Radio.
September. People in the chat room, let me know if you can hear me okay. We are going to talk about everything. We are going to talk from YNL, Dave, the new hospital, Nighttime, so anything you guys want to, call me at 347-850-8721, and I will be happy to take your call. If you feel like busying, that's okay, and I'm waiting there. I'm waiting for, like, I am waiting for, like, everyone to come in. But like I said, I'm so glad that all of you came. And I just want to say something quick. And you guys know how much I love spinelli and collie. Yeah, I will get to that in a moment, Gladys. But I just want to say, I know there's a lot of calling and spinelli non-lovers in here, but I love them, so yeah, this, yeah. But the scene today, I found it kind of cute. I know a lot of people are going to say, calling is manipulating spinelli. Okay, so what? See, manipulating him. I just love the two together. You know, I just love the two together. So yeah, I love the two together, and I'm happy. I'm happy that Jerry's coming back December 12th. I feel in my own little, I'm just waiting for the best co-host on this planet to call in. Is Jerry coming back? Hey, Stalky, do you think Jerry and Sam are working together this whole fucking time? Okay, I know I should have not said that word, but I did. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you decided to call in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of took a little nap, and I've been sleeping since, like, for a while, so.
Okay,
yeah.
What
have you been talking about? I heard you said you like what couple just now?
Well, I like the calling and spinelli thing because you had to go mention it to me.
You're going to like the thing. Charlie and Spinelli.
I watched it.
I was thinking about
it. I tried calling you.
I'm sleeping.
I know. We better let Sylvie on because she always feels like the redhead is subscribed.
Okay.
Hey, Sylvie, you're on.
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
How are you?
I kind of got a headache, but other than that, I'm doing kind of okay, I guess.
That's good.
When did you get your headache?
Perk it up, Tara. Perk it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of have like a headache or something. I hope I'm not getting this weather has been really knocking me out.
Yeah, this weather has been
so. You take anything for your headache?
I'll take something in a little bit. Yeah, I'll take something. Maybe it's just a headache due to like stressing out or over things or something. But I don't know. But
yeah. Oh, and Dallas in the chat. I'm excited for the 208, 209. We do a very, you know what? I agree with you. I mean, I think the little bit slut has been working with Jerry this whole time. And if I might, I want everyone to come on the show. And let me say, I told you so, everyone. I know that's kind of sciatic, but I really don't give a crap.
You know what? I'm actually liking this Balkan storyline, I mean, because of Lucky. I'm liking this Lucky. I don't know if I'm the only one. If I'm the only one, you can shoot me now. But I like Siobhan and Lucky together. Because the reason why is because he's out of Elizabeth's orbit. I mean,
yep.
I think, I mean, like I said 100 times before, I was a Lucky and Maxi fan, but I'm liking this Lucky and Siobhan. I don't know. I haven't been excited for a couple in a long time on General Hospital, and that says something, you know, because I haven't really been, General Hospital has been boring, but I think this is the only storyline and Robin and Patrick storyline that I'm actually liking, but I haven't been excited for a couple in a really long time on General Hospital, so. And I like today she found out when Siobhan finally confronted him that she knows who he is and everything, and that was such a touching scene. I liked that. Oh, I can't wait till they finally, you know, fall in love or something, if that's what they're where they're going to go. But I don't know. That's me wishful thinking, I guess.
Well, I mean, you can wishful think. Oh.
I don't know, Julie. Do you like, I mean, because, like I said, I've told Carly this a lot of times. I never didn't like Lucky. I mean, I never liked him with Liz. I've always liked the character of Lucky when he first came on in 93 or 94, and I've always liked him as a little boy, and you know, when he grew up with Emily, I always liked Emily and Lucky's kind of like friendship, and I don't know, and this storyline has kind of brought out the Spencer in him too, kind of, so that's kind of like why I like it too. So.
Well, you know, Jonathan Jackson, I used to love him when he was a kid, you know, as
you
did with Luke and Laura.
I don't mean to interrupt,
great adventures.
Okay, but I'm bringing on Bridget too.
Oh, okay.
Bridget, you're on the air.
Hello.
Bridget, you're on the air.
No, because
hey, Bridget, do you like Lucky and Siobhan, or am I the only one?
I like them together as long as he's away from Liz.
Sorry, okay.
As long as he's away from Liz, I'm happy with whoever he's with besides her.
Yeah.
I have to get out what I got to say, or else I will forget it because I have real short memory.
Yeah.
So what I was saying is that I used to love Jonathan Jackson as a child actor. I said, this kid can act. And I liked him, you know, even when he was with Liz, like when they were young kids, you know. But after he left the show and he comes back now, you know, it's a different thing because they're, like, different now. I mean, he's, you know, he's different. She's grown. She's going on, you know, and he's still, to me, you know, that young Lucky. And to me, and he doesn't look too much older than
I know.
Back in the day either.
And
I just don't get them as a romantic couple, you know, anymore. You know, I just don't get that. Now, as far as he and this girl, I don't know, do they have chemistry? Because
I
watching the show, and because Sam is not one, then I'll kind of watch the show. But,
I guess because, like what Bridget said, personally, I just like, you know, he just, I saw the chemistry right on, you know, right when she came on, but I mean, I think with me, I see chemistry with them too, but also I just like the fact that he's kind of got a storyline outside of Liz, and it's nice to see
a
new person in his life, because I see a potential relationship here. I mean, I just like it. I mean, he didn't come in as Lucky. I mean, the storyline, he's undercover as a Ronin, so I liked how they brought them together, where she kind of fell for Ronin with a good heart kind of a thing, but then I don't know, I just personally like it. I mean, I like Lucky and Maxie,
you know,
too,
just,
but, you know.
I've been watching the show, you know, like, maybe I won't look at the entire show, but I'll look at scenes, and from what I guess, because I'm really not just interested in Lucky, but then that's just me. But I was trying to check out, Jason,
well, what's her name? General Hospital fans, but said that JJ will always be Lucky to me, but she liked Greg Vaughn too, though. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess
well,
the problem with a lot of people is that Greg Vaughn had that role for such a long time, and
so
the people that are watching it now.
Bring back Greg Vaughn. You see, you don't never miss the water till the well runs dry. But I never really hated the actor. I just hated the character.
Yeah.
You know? Because he was such a jerk. But, you know, Greg Vaughn, I mean, to me, he is really lucky.
Who, what, Scott?
To me
Greg
now.
Vaughn?
You know, he is.
Oh,
he's
as a more mature lucky, you mean?
Lucky. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Because I just. Jonathan, I don't know. I'm just not feeling, you know, that.
I was talking to Carly today when I was at Walmart. I told her, I was saying something like, I don't know. To me, I mean, Jonathan Jackson to me is not the cop, Lucky. He's not.
Exactly,
he's
a, yeah.
No,
he's,
right,
Greg Bond's
right,
character was
right,
the cop.
Exactly.
I mean, Jonathan Jackson, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Jonathan Jackson. I mean, I've liked him as an actor. I mean, I followed him after General Hospital on things and all. I mean, to me, it's just like we've said it before, they've forgotten the character of Lucky in the past 10 years, so they kind of just, they kind of basically, Jonathan Jackson's Lucky was just came back as after the fire or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And
so
I don't know whether they
and
actually,
I don't see him as a cop, because
forgot.
Jonathan Jackson's Lucky didn't, he hated the cops, or not
he
hated
was,
them,
he was Luke's
yeah,
cowboy.
He was
that's
yeah.
what
Ed, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
He was Luke's cowboy. He did everything
right.
with Laura and Luke, the conning,
exactly.
the scams.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how
yeah.
I know him. Yes. I don't,
yeah.
I don't see him now as Lucky.
I think that's why I also like the storyline, too. I told Carly, too, that we're kind of seeing, because he was getting, you know, restless, and I think maybe we're kind of seeing the Spencer in him a little bit, even though he's an undercover cop, but... You know, we're kind of seeing that, I don't know, in my opinion, I'm kind of seeing that, like, the Spencer in him, you know, a disguise or something, you know, whatever.
And, you know, maybe
yeah.
the character was getting just a little stale, so they decided to kind of, rev it up a little bit more, because he just looked like he was playing cops and robbers. I never just took him... seriously, as a cop.
But what
you know
I
what
do see with, what I do like with Jonathan Jackson is that I love his chemistry with, like, Luke and,
and
then
awesome.
with his sister, and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I wish he had been on when Laura came back, Jonathan Jackson. I would have liked to see him in that story with his mother,
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been nice. I would love to see Jeannie come back just for maybe a couple days or something, because I think when Jonathan Jackson first came on, he was supposedly on the phone with his mother or something, I guess, talking to her about, how Liz is afraid. I don't know. I guess when he first came on the show, she had a conversation with his mom on the phone, and it kind of looked weird because, because Jeannie's not there to act with him. So I felt like, it just felt funny.
Yeah, let's see where this is going.
No, okay, I have a question now. Me and Carly were talking about this. Okay, now, did Liz and Lucky ever sleep together when they first got together or no?
I don't know. They didn't sleep together until they got married the first time.
I mean, not Lucky, but Jonathan Jackson's Lucky when he first was on, because I know they came out and they slept together. No, they
not
never.
Not that I know. I don't
not
think
after
so.
The rape or
I don't
anything.
Remember.
Because
that was like off screen, I guess.
I guess so. Well, because he was covering the rape, so I guess.
So we just didn't see it. No, wait a minute. Weren't they in bed at one time, though? Didn't they have a scene in bed? No?
Did they? I don't know.
I know they slept together after her rape, but I don't think they ever actually slept together till Greg Vaughn was here to marry her the first time.
So they slept together after then I guess they did. They slept together.
Yeah, well,
when they slept together, General Hospital fans, Buzz?
they did. Okay, Jennifer, but call in and tell us, because I thought they didn't because of the rape. That's,
I didn't think they did anything until after before they got married.
Mm-hmm.
Or when he came back from Helena getting...
Maybe. I don't know. I was just curious You know, right when.
Because I don't think they did before he was in the fire when she took him. I don't think.
Yeah.
So, no. Far along, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. I've been wanting to say this all day. I want to kill Victor. I know I said on the last show, but you know what? I mean, you know, I feel sorry for Abby yesterday when she hit on the side of the house just because she did not want to deal with them. And then, you know, when Abby and Victoria were talking, and Victoria was like, yeah, I wish I would have thought of that too. And I love the fact that Abby and Victoria are working together through him because I think he deserves what's coming to him finally.
Yeah, we all know Victor is a jerk, you know.
The way
he's always been. And he always does these things in the name of love of his children. You know, I don't know, you know, what kind of love he calls, but Victor is gonna get his. He's gonna end up by himself.
Well, him and Adam are more alike than they realize, because Adam does
the
same
thing.
Yeah, they are. Of course.
Just psychotically.
Of course. Of course. I know.
And Adam is still blind, right?
No. Who?
I thought Adam was blind for a while.
He's not blind.
Yes.
Is he?
But, you know, he did that to himself to show you what a nutcase he did.
Oh, he can see a little...
What did you say, Bridget?
Like a pencil size.
Yeah,
needle.
He did something to his eyes. I mean,
the needle.
You know, hello?
Wow. He's psycho, then.
Oh, yeah, he's psycho.
Well, him today tried to talk for... Sharon
for what?
Is back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Sharon, I say Sharon, she's an idiot. She gets on my nerves. She's
a
real
me
idiot.
Too.
Oh gosh, you know.
I mean, I kind of fast forward still through a lot of soap operas, like Young and the Restless. I kind of just got into it because of Billy and Victoria and Carly can contest that. She's kind of the one that got me into it.
Okay, fine, I am. Okay, fine.
And other storylines on that show I don't really care about, so I kind of fast forward.
Oh, I like all the storylines. That is the one.
Well, I mean,
I guess
I'm waiting for a story to really grab me. I mean, nothing really grabbed me. That's just like when I stand in a hospital, nothing has, you know, like, I have been watching it for a while, but I've been fast-forwarding through most of this soap, but nothing's really grabbed me now until this Balkan storyline, well, with the Lucky storyline. I mean, like I've said already tonight, like 1,000 times, that I haven't looked forward to a couple in a long time, and I like this, the chemistry between Siobhan and Lucky. I just think that she just seems like the type of person to me that wouldn't hurt Lucky like Liz. I don't know, but I mean, I just see them, you know, like a refreshing romance story.
I get what you
doesn't know how to write romance, but maybe they can start with this
But you know, girls, now we can't say that because he does know how to write romance.
As
of late, you know, I think he was going to go through with them, you know, but Franz, you know,
he
had his own agenda and he stopped his, you know, writing.
Because he wrote, the one that kind of wrote for Liz and Jason, or was it somebody else?
Well, I know he wrote the NOP.
After the fire, Lucky, when he got supposedly got killed, obviously, you know,
I don't think he was there at that time.
Was it Joe Fern, or not Joe Fern Phelps, but somebody,
Yeah.
Somebody wrote for that couple, and I can't remember who, and I'm thinking, by why can't they bring that person back? Because that person knows
exactly
the characters of Lucky and Liz.
I forget, I just wanted to tell everyone, Les Hommes Radio is having a show Saturday night.
Yeah, because... Oh, really? She is. Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. So,
nice.
I hope I don't have to go out Saturday night too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Speaking
of location and all that, and the Sam thing, that Sam's insecurities are starting to like really show right now.
I know.
Now, when Carly came over today, even though Carly, you know, Sam and Carly kind of went at it, but Sam kind of, called her out on her insecurities too or whatever, like, you go get him in Rome or whatever. But when she left, I could see her insecurities were coming out, like, really bad.
Okay, you know what?
She's supposedly going to go to Maxi to help her dress sexier.
I know, did you see that purple dress for the soap scoops? That's what Maxi puts her in.
What's that?
Okay.
There's a soap scoop video of her and Jason's introducing her to Brenda, and
she's
in a purple dress, and it's on RTN.
Okay.
And she looks like a streetwalker in anything she wears. I'm sorry. No matter what they put her in, she's a streetwalker.
If she's so, you know what, Jason has always told her that she's the one, you know, he loves her, and why, you know, if she's so secure, if she's so into Jason, he's so into her, why does she need to be insecure about Jason? She knows that he would do anything for her, supposedly, you know, in her eyes, but I guess, I don't know.
See, Jason's doing the exact same thing he did the last time they were together. She is an afterthought to him unless he wants to get laid.
Yeah.
And if he wants to get laid, they go upstairs, do their little lovey kissy smoochies, whatever the heck they do, and then upstairs they go. There's no substance at all. And I'm sorry, there isn't.
Yeah.
And if these spammers think there is, they got another thing coming because there's
no.
Exactly.
I think I'm Carly.
Yes, I'm a liaison fan, but I keep my eyes open. I don't see anything with him and Sam, except for
I don't either. And I try to play devil's advocate and pretend like I'm into Sam fan just to see what they see, but I can't.
Because
back in the day when she came on the show, I liked her as, you know, Port Charles character on Livy, but I had a feeling that they were going that way as soon as she got into the storyline with Sunny and Carly, she got pregnant and Jason to look after her. I don't remember who it was. Was it Carly that wanted Jason to look after her or something? And then when they lost the baby and I kind of could see why, you know, the Just Sam fans were, because I almost kind of started liking them a second. So I could kind of see where, back in that time, I could kind of see. But now I try to see that I saw back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it. I cannot see it at all. It's like, and all they think about their couple is that they're hot. That's all that they could come up with.
There's no substance to them at all.
That's not what a super couple is. A super couple is not hotness. It's like romance. It's like trust, honesty, friendship, everything.
Well,
it's like
the only couple
that
had that was Liz and Jason. You could see it building. And I mean, that is the right way, you know.
Every couple, every person that Jason has been with, he's kind of been dragged into their story or whatever, like Courtney. And I guess Sunny asked Jason to keep an eye on her or something. I don't know, is that correct? Am I wrong or something?
No,
I don't know. And then with Sam. somebody came to Jason and asked him to look after her or something to make sure.
Wasn't it Sunny?
It was Sunny, I think. Or
yeah, it was Sunny.
Jason gives Sunny's leftovers.
Yeah,
if anybody Sunny abandons, he brings it to Jason.
And with Liz,
Jason,
it was something
Liz
that
is the
came
only one
naturally.
That was his. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with Liz, and it was natural. Jason, it was his choice to help her through, you know, through whatever. He always went to her when she called him, you know, when that year when Blackie died or whatever. And he was always there for her, so he didn't have an obligation to her.
Right, and she was always there for him, too, nursing his wounds and, you know, nursing, you know, this, you know, being there as a friend, you know, which is
So
she never expected anything from Jason.
No.
She never expected anything.
You know, he did. He helped her freely. She never expected him to save her at Jake's or take her for bike rides or, you know.
Exactly.
Do everything that he did for her through the 10, 11 years that they've been around each other.
Oh, yeah,
everybody
Robin.
Everybody else wanted something.
Oh, yeah, that's, I was wondering where she, Robin, Robin wasn't, no, of course not. Robin,
no, Robin wasn't, no.
No. No way was Robin a leftover for yeah, okay. I'm still have a soft part in my heart for Jason and Robin. I will always.
I loved her. They were kids too. They were kids just like Liz and Lucky.
Yep.
They were kids.
Yeah,
know.
They were kids too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
except to me, I just never thought Jason and Robin were. I don't know if you're gonna agree with me in chat room, but I just never felt they were given a total like chance. I mean, yeah, she left, but I would have liked to see. I didn't like Carly when she first came on, so I would have liked to see a storyline without Carly in there for some reason. I just felt like they had all this angst and they were never really given a proper, like, story. They had to have her. Mm-hmm. The only ending that they got was he totally didn't trust her anymore because of what she did, and I don't know. I didn't like that. Let me ask you this. So that was one of the reasons why I stopped watching General Hospital. When she left, when Robin and Jason broke up, I stopped watching General Hospital because they were nice in their day.
I mean, they were nice in their day. I mean, it was a nice love story. And isn't Jason the first man that Robin ever slept with?
Yeah, and the thing is that Robin and Jason, Jason is Robin's first love and will always be his first love. If it wasn't for Robin, Jason said after Stone, Carly.
Jason was the first man she slept with after Stone died.
That's right, yeah. But what I like about their relationship, what I like about their love story is that they were both, she was, you know, when she felt like she wanted to die, you know, and he felt like he just, I don't know. He was damaged, and they both found each other, and they both kind of like he taught her how to love, or she taught him how to love, and you know. And I'm thinking that we should be thanking Robin because if it wasn't for Robin, Jason never would have found Sunny, in my opinion. So I don't know. I mean, basically, Robin led Jason to Sunny. That's how I feel. Think of it. So everybody should be thankful to Robin. I'm kidding, because then Sam wouldn't have met Jason, probably. I don't know. So.
Okay, yeah, that's not even funny.
No,
so.
I mean, Robin,
I know.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so you guys, you already know how crazy I am. So after Monday's show, and we were talking about Dave and the whole coffin thing, so I took it upon myself, and I started looking up information on the net. Don't know why I was doing this, but I was just curious. I mean, okay, so I didn't find anything I was looking for. But then I thought about who being this coffin, and we are talking about Days of Our Life if anyone doesn't know in the chat. And I'm, like, thinking, like Susie did, I'm thinking, how did she go to the bathroom? How? And she's not eating anything. So she's starving on top of it. And the thing that I thought, well, if there's anyone on Days That Did This is, Vivian. Vivian is evil, and Vivian and Eze both need to be in the coffin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Orasi. I have a no. I'm in the bed, not alive on Days. That is her ghost. She died, 14 years ago?
Who's this died?
Isabella.
Yeah.
Oh, Isabella. Oh, okay.
Oh, and in this album, Maxi and Lucky, well, they okay,
yeah,
but...
I know. I love Maxi and Lucky, but I'm going to be on the fence with that one, though. It's
good.
You know,
I'm glad you are.
I like the new characters, Siobhan and Lucky, but... I don't know, because I'm going to be torn in two with that. But, yeah.
Good, because then you can see how I'm feeling about the whole, Bernard Colby thing. I'm torn in two. I know she died, but is it possible she's alive?
Because she had cancer.
No, there's no way.
She had cancer. Or leukemia or something. Yeah, she died of some sort of... Isabella.
I think she had...
Didn't she have some sort of cancer?
She had a really, really bad... She had, like... Well, even though cancer is really bad, but she had, like... I don't know. Yeah, I forgot what cancer it was.
I thought she had cervical cancer, but...
Yeah, I think it was cervical cancer. Oh, yeah. Taya is really alive on one line.
I want to say fuck off to Greg. Sorry,
yeah,
people, bud.
Off today, fucking Greg.
He was supposed to go in there and defend God's honor
that Kay is the one, her last wishes were to have Danny and
I know, because Ross texted him. That's why. Did you see him when he came in yesterday and Ross texted
him?
No, Ross did.
Well, then why?
Well,
how did
I don't
know
if Ross texted.
He's going to go testify for.
Either Ross texted, what's his butt, and he texted Greg. That's what made him change his tune, is he got a text.
Oh, my God, fucking Greg. Sorry for my but he's pissing me off.
But
I want him to go,
supposed to be calling.
Okay. I heard something today on Twitter that Greg Baxter is out, and so is someone else. But you know, Greg made me so mad when I heard about what he did. Ashley, you probably won't get Star and Cody together again because Cody's
leaving the show.
Who's leaving the show?
The kid that plays Cole. He's leaving.
Let me ask you this. Is he on steroids for anything? Because his face is huge. To me, his face looks big to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I said, why does he look like that? You know, he looks weird.
Greg is the doctor, Ashley, that is taking care of Taya.
She misses the cues on DJ. I also miss the history of the show, the continuity of the show, the romance of the show, the love of the show. I don't see it anywhere on the screen.
I mean, it's a plot point.
I miss the character-driven storyline.
I did like Robin and Stone's talk today, though.
That was good.
Awesome.
That was about the only interesting thing about the show today was that.
Yep.
History-wise.
Mm-hmm. What did they talk about? Old times, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually had the history right on them. I was amazed.
They did.
Remember that.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised, too.
He did not get AIDS by sleeping with someone.
No, he got AIDS. He slept with a
needles.
Girl or something. Another girl.
Oh, okay.
This girl was. Drug addict. When Robin.
Wow. Brother, did you watch Brothers and Sisters yet?
No, I have been busy all this week. I've had all day trips, and I was exhausted.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your Facebook.
Haven't had a chance to.
I saw that.
Oh, they're recasting Cole? Really?
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're going to last, because if they're going to recast Cole and nobody likes the new Cole, they're going to put him with the Ford kid. I bet you anything, because it looks like she's going to sleep with him.
Oh, God. I like Star and Cole. I love their... Oh, God. Why do they have to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hannah is going to mess with Cole, even after Marty told her that she had...
Oh, God. I hate Hannah.
I can't believe Marty took her in. I can't stand that little
She's
cooch.
A crazy... She's a crazy girl.
Yes.
She's a crazy girl. Oh. And she is... I don't watch it all the time, but I've watched it for... a little while, and I said that girl is working Marty, you know.
Oh yeah,
I think she is really working Marty, you know.
Yep.
But I said, good.
Marty's supposed to be a psychiatrist.
I was just getting ready to say she's supposed to get in their heads, yeah.
Exactly. And I think she's catching on to the pregnancies.
Yeah, she's going to figure it out. She's going to figure it out.
What a mess.
Somebody says
Rebecca's... Oh, God, what?
Rebecca is
making brothers and sisters?
Oh, sorry, Carly.
What happened?
Damn, son of a bitch. No, I mean, God. Okay,
maybe she wants to leave, Carly.
Okay, Carly. See,
I know,
even in prime time, we can't get what we want.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Yeah.
But
it's my
fault. I think daytime's the worst for that. But anyway, you know.
But no, it's my fault. But I'm just going to say, doing that to Rebecca and Dustin after all they've fucking been through and did this to the fans. Okay, you know what? Okay. They gave us a nice little pregnancy. She miscarried, and now she's leaving. Okay, I do not care if Dustin gets a new love, and I love Rebecca and Dustin. Thank you.
Well, Craigie, this is going to happen.
The service announcement for Justin.
Look, I was watching Criminal Minds tonight, and one of their actors, JJ, she left the show. So people leave. I understand.
But when you've been loving it a couple even before they started a couple, and you know they were right for each other, and you were right, and then you find out one of the other ones that are leaving, that's not nice to do.
Well, you know what? Okay. Yeah. Well,
I don't watch it either. I'm trying to see a show
that I watch where there's people that are not together that...
Please tell me, because...
No,
I
watch a lot of shows right now, and I'm trying to see...
I know you do.
Vampire Diaries. I want Damon and Elena, but of course they're not going to go there. They're probably going to go with Damon and Stefan, because Stefan's the good one and Damon's the evil one. So I don't know. But
we'll come
to my that I
isn't
want
the
to
twin going to be with Damon though?
Who?
Or did they kill her twin?
Oh no, she's alive. Oh, she turned one of the characters on that show into a vampire. And I think she's going to use her.
The
one
that got
the car
accident?
Use her for something. I think that's
the
reason why she did
her.
Yep. What was that? Kevin and Luke will foster Mateo? What? Actually, they will put Damon and Elena together? Oh, they will? Okay. Is that a rumor going around, or is that a spoiler? Because I'm a big Damon and Elena shipper.
The books that her and Damon get together, because it could be in the books too, because it's going by it's from the book.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Tyler's
a werewolf.
Yeah.
Dad was a werewolf too. That's why they thought he was a vampire, because he
was changing. Yeah. Every time I watch Vampire Diaries, the next thing I know, it's over. It's such a good show that the time goes by so fast for me. Same thing for Dexter. I'll be watching Dexter. The next thing I know, the hour is over.
Mm-hmm.
No, with me, when it happens, that means it's just like really good, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of bummed that they're
exactly.
doing Breaking Dawn in two different movies.
You well?
Oh, they all?
Yeah, I
yes.
know. When I heard that, I was
November of next year is the first part, and December. Of...
I don't know about that. Jackie
I don't
Lover.
Like it. Two different movies. I rather have it the whole movie. Well, they're doing the last Harry Potter in two different movies, too. The last book.
Okay. Ashley, none of us watch Gossip Girl. I mean,
Okay, Ashley, thanks. I was hoping you could divide and said yes to Jason and Liz any soon. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. You could have just lied and said, yeah, they're going to have some scenes soon, you know, just to, you know. That, you know, we
it's a big disservice to us if they don't, because...
You know what? You never know. Kill. There might be a surprise, because there was a surprise
yep.
scene in the beginning of the year, the scene where she
yep.
ran out of Kelly's during her breakdown, and then the scene when she was in the hospital,
yep.
she was daydreaming
yep.
about...
Oh, and yeah,
and
also about dreams.
Or something like, and they were kind of surprise scenes. So you never know; the things might—I don't know—they
mm-hmm.
might surprise us.
What was I gonna say?
Gossip Girl. Well, I didn't watch Gossip Girl, but Okay, yeah. Does anybody watch
Gossip? I lost the interest in Gossip Girl. It got a little too sleazy for me.
I was, you know, with Gossip Girl, when I first heard it coming out, it looked interesting. I think I saw the first episode, but I couldn't get into it. I don't know. I mean, it looks interesting every time I see previews, and I like some of the actors in that have gone on to do movies and everything. And one of the guys in the show was on that movie, Easy A, which I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, you saw that the other day.
Serena and Nate, are they on Gossip Girl? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know the actors that play them? Because I don't know by character. I probably know by the actors that play them. Is Serena?
Serena's the blonde, the long blonde hair girl.
Oh, she's the one. She's Blake Lively's character.
Yes.
And Nate is who's Nate?
Nate's the one that got busted for drunk driving or whatever a while back or something like that.
Which actor? Who's the actor?
I can't remember. He's the son of that governor he put to prison or something like that. The first two. Yeah. They were together, and then they broke up, and then they got together, and they go through each other's boyfriends and girlfriends like a
yeah.
smut book. My God.
You know, honestly, when I heard about Gossip Girl, I thought it was going to be one of those one-hit wonder type.
There we go, yeah.
Things,
Chase
like,
Crawford, yep.
I thought it, oh, yeah, Shane Crawford. Oh, Chase Crawford, I like him. Oh, okay. Yeah, Serena, okay, now I know. Yeah. Okay, well... I like Chase Crawford and Blake Lively, so okay. If I were to watch that show, I'd probably be a Serena and Nate fan too, because I like Chase Crawford and Blake Lively. Chase Crawford was supposed to be in for the Footloose movie, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
The Footloose movie, but they went with a newbie, I think. Oh yeah, Penn Badgley. I like him. He was in that Easy A movie.
So last night I was right about her got kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
I know. I was
now,
glad.
He's
a great singer, but his
performance
was
awful. He had to go.
I thought
old
Hasselhoff was bad, but
should be that other guy in Jersey with the Jersey Shore or something. Where
yeah,
he should go because
he should be this
awful
week, I
too.
Hope.
Yeah, he's awful too.
Yeah, it's been on the guide so far. Remember last year and season of the. season before was like all women for like the first couple of weeks, and now it's the guys. And
Florence is sure kicking some ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Awesome.
76 years old.
Yes.
And she told that one judge
if she stays, she'd kiss him on the lips. Well, she kissed him on the lips, and they said, "What are you gonna do if you stay again?" She goes, "Something with the hips or something like that."
Check flow out, honey.
Oh, you're a feisty old 76-year-old, aren't you?
All right, you go, Flo. That's right, babe. Wow.
Great.
She's too much. But anyways.
I think they're doing the cha-cha-cha this next week.
Is that what they're doing?
I think this next one's the cha-cha-cha or something
the
like
Latin,
that.
Yeah, the Latin
yep.
dances. Yeah, I always love the Latin dances.
Yeah.
I love the Latin dances. But, yeah, dance. Now, I don't know when Idol's supposed to start. You know, I don't. Is it starting this month? Or maybe next week or something? I don't know. I don't really care. I don't know whether I'll even bother to watch it.
The samba, yeah. I thought it was something like
samba,
that.
Samba, okay. Right. A samba. There you go, the samba.
Yeah, it was because last night I did Gray Radio, and it got over like 9:20, and I'm thinking, Dancing with the Stars is on. But I'm thinking, okay, maybe, you know, so I was going to watch it, but then I went on ET Entertainment Tonight, and that's what I found out. You know, I wasn't surprised that he got
Power to Be our missing an opportunity
okay.
to tell a great
okay.
love
that's
story.
That's me that in the chat room there. That I
what,
knew
it's about
the lead.
Oh, my gosh. Karen, you're on fire tonight.
I know. I'm so pissed with the. I get more pissed every day that Liz and Jason are not on the show.
I know.
I get
well,
so pissed. I mean, they're so missing on an opportunity, like I said, in chat to tell a really great love story.
Yeah. Well, look, even Steve said it himself.
I know.
He said it himself. The greatest story never was told.
Yeah.
Never was told, you know.
We have to. We have to
Becky,
be forced to.
Becky knows
couple.
It. But. They don't care.
They have to be force-fed this couple down. They have to force-fed this couple down our throats. You know, but we have the choice of not watching, so they can't. Not, they don't really.
Hello. That's right.
I
don't
just
have
told
to
Brenda.
Okay,
Lee,
you know what?
I swear.
Okay,
so
when
Brenda
Michael
makes her feel like a cheap whore.
Yep.
I know.
Exactly.
I
call
know.
Her
it's
and
like,
she sees her. I can't wait. Well, the next spoiler was that Sam eavesdrop on Michael and Jason talking about a hooker now. And then she tells him that she knows a friend of a friend of a friend.
Really?
You know, I just can't see. You know, I don't know. Is Jason really going there? I said, now, what kind of uncle is this? He's going to, I mean, I know men do some whacked out things, but because of what Michael has been through the rape, and you know Jason knows that the kid was raped. No one's coming out saying it, but come on now.
Yeah.
You know, and so after this, then he's going to allow this kid, you know.
I don't think he's going to allow it at all. I think that's one of the things that is going to break this couple. I mean, I don't think he's going to be happy about it. And especially if the spoilers are true, that Michael and Sam sleep together,
if that were to happen with this couple, excuse me, that's the
silly, silly, why don't you think it would happen?
When did you hear this? Michael and Sam?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's called wishful thinking. That is a definite deal breaker. Now if that really happens, That will be the ultimate end, maybe.
That would be, I mean, well, if Sam is willing to hire a hooker for Mike, I wouldn't be surprised. I honestly wouldn't surprise me if that were to happen.
Well, that I can see, but I find it hard to believe that Jason will go along with the program. I just can't see him doing that. But then, look, he's done a whole lot of things that we never thought he would do. So,
Sam comforting.
You guys, we have another call.
Shouldn't Liz be the one comforting Michael since he's the one
Don.
Yeah, that's
you
a
on
good
mail.
Way to get them back together, Terry. Yeah.
Hi. Yep. How's everybody?
Good. So you have a show tomorrow night, correct?
Yes, I have a show tomorrow, DH Fan Buzz.
Oh, okay.
It's at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, I think. I don't know what time zone you're on.
We are on Pacific, so let's see.
Well, I'm on Eastern.
Okay,
so
it's actually, when you started your show, it was actually 8 o'clock where you were at, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, then, yeah. So it'd be 7 o'clock your time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I know I will be there. I think Terry's coming too, right, Jill?
What I meant is to be the one comforting Michael in the sense that, you know, instead of having Sam be in the storyline with Michael, Liz could comfort him in the sense that she understands
about being raped, to talk to him about it.
That's what I meant by comforting Michael. No, not by sleeping with Michael.
No,
no way.
Oh,
Liz would never do anything like that. But no, she knows. She's been there. She's been raped.
Right, been there,
she's the only one that could understand.
Yeah. You guys, we have 3 minutes because someone keeps forgetting to, like, I know we have a show, you guys, so I, like, send it out the emails, and then it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot to put in. So, but we have 3 minutes. But that doesn't mean we can be on here another hour until that stupid birth lady kicks us off. And that birth lady is...
She's
a pain in the ass.
Hey, I like British people, so, well, not this one.
Yeah,
but
okay. The one on Skype is a pink. Because it goes.
I will be there tomorrow night. Is your show an hour or two long?
It's an hour long.
I do.
Yeah. Just an
hour. What is your address? I mean,
I'll put it up in the chat room.
Okay.
Oh, and everyone in the album, I expect you guys all to come back on Monday night. We have a show on Monday. Yes, and hopefully people just pray that California doesn't have the evil happen to them tomorrow. It's so my fault,
right,
people.
Don't jinx it, please. I don't want an earthquake here. What is it? I cannot be okay. I am vibrating.
Now it's going to happen.
Oh, crap. Okay.
You shouldn't say stuff like that, Carly, because you know things happen, remember?
My 11-year-old niece said today that we did have one, like, yesterday, like, or earlier in the wee hours of the morning, and I'm like, we did? Really? Well, we are in earthquake weather right now. So thanks a lot, Carly, for jinxing that when you first said that.
Okay, you know what? I am not going to apologize to you another moment because I'm already apologized for you for a while.
It's so funny when you said that. You had told me. I'm just, you know, you're like, as a matter of fact, we were just like a conversation. Isn't it like earthquake weather when the weather's
okay,
like that?
Okay,
And then all of a sudden you tell me when I get home that you were watching around the computer and you were saying, oh, talking, they were saying that they're predicting an earthquake on September 30th or something. No earthquake here. Where's here?
Ashley lives in California.
Really? What part of
Okay. But it's supposed to happen in L. Okay, I'm not going to say anything more because I'm going to be...
Oh, really? It's on the beach? Oh, my gosh, that's around the corner.
Oh, yeah, it is from you. So, yeah, this... and, Dawn, I will come and I will... If you can treat me... Wait, I missed the
phone. Did Carly know that Micah was raped?
No. Dawn, you're still on the phone, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, no, Carly doesn't know Micah was raped. She knew that he had a bad experience, but no, she doesn't know Micah was raped.
But I'm sure when she finds out, she's surely going to be on a rampage then.
Yeah, probably.
did you like the Robin and Stone scene today? What was your name again?
Dawn, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I love Robin and Stone because, you know, how can you not love Robin and Stone?
Yeah, how can you?
But there was one thing that I can't remember how exactly they said it, but it was kind of referenced to reference to Patrick about what he did, kind of something, didn't come out and say that he cheated or whatever, I don't know. Anyway, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, I don't think Stone should even say anything about Patrick. Whatever Robin and Stone had, that was between, you know, them two, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's really dead. I'm not a scrub fan, so how can you all get upset with that? But guys, this is all in her head, so, you know,
Sam did not know.
Eavesdrops on Jason's conversation with Michael. That's the only way Sam will ever know what happened to Michael, because Jason won't tell him.
No.
He keeps his secrets close to the vest. There's lots of things he hasn't told Sam.
Exactly.
Off screen. Because he sure hasn't said it on live television.
Who do we think?
Oh, that's true.
I don't know.
Who do we think this quote paternity results on Dave?
It could be Nathan.
Or it could be Stephanie.
Stephanie didn't do it. You can tell Stephanie didn't do it because she's worried. She wants to know who did.
Okay,
that's why she was looking in the computer so much because she wanted to find out
who switched the paternity. So she could keep it hidden, so she could keep Nathan. That's how desperate that little hoe is.
I can't stand Stephanie.
Carly,
you want to tell her that in chat? Okay.
What?
Carly, you want to tell her that in chat?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't know.
I don't think Nicole did that. Wait. Oh, well, okay. Well, you want Chloe and Warren together?
Oh, well. Yeah. I think they're going to get together, too. I mean, they've already slept together. I think Kevin and Chloe are going
to get together because Daniel made a comment today about men and women cannot be just friends.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. I don't know.
Kevin's been there for Chloe since all of this has happened.
Yeah, I know.
If they aren't going to step into that. But I think Ronan's going to be a lot of angst, too.
And And what you call his wife? What is her name? What is his ex-wife's name now? They just got divorced. Who is it? I can't think.
Billy?
Huh?
No.
Oh. Who?
Chloe's Billy's her ex-husband.
No. I don't mean Billy and Chloe. What is
Oh gosh.
What's the guy? What's the character who has?
Oh, Kevin and Oh, she's gonna be crazy. She's going nuts.
She's trying to act like Chloe now. She's dressing like her. I said, oh, she's really freaking out.
She's
really
freaking
out.
Yeah,
huh?
Don. He left. Don. He left the show. They put him in witness protection. I didn't know they fired him. I thought they did. I didn't know he actually got fired.
Who got fired?
Chance.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh, he got fired. Oh, well,
yep.
Moving on.
And JT and Mac are leaving too because now she's pregnant. And they're going to be leaving the show.
Yep. Yeah, it was this
both she and JT, huh?
Yep.
They're moving away together.
I'm not being about that because then, you know, Victoria and Billy can have some peace and quiet. And my
darling. You can't have perfect in a soap.
I've come to accept on this concept. You can't have
perfect
on the soap. If we had perfect on a soap, Liz and Jason would have been together a long time ago. Same thing with Robin and Jason. They probably would have been together if Kimberly hadn't left.
I like Daniel and Abby together,
they
too.
But they would have broke up eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure that they
would
have.
It's like every couple breaks up.
But do you think that what Robin did was wrong? I don't know, because everybody...
You mean telling the truth?
Do you think...
Why is
because,
telling the truth wrong?
Yeah, I don't think that... See, it's not like she went the
he
next day and told...
Oh, my God.
No.
You know, it's not
like
she went the next day to tell AJ. She kept it. You know, she tried to do what Jason wanted and keep it a secret for a long time.
She felt for AJ, too.
I've been in fights over this thing, you know, with people. And, you know.
Okay, why don't you just say who you been in the fight with?
Well, because, you know, I honestly, it's not she intended... It's not like she went out to intended to hurt Jason or anything. I mean,
no, she didn't.
She was telling
well,
the truth. If I were in that situation, if I would have known somebody and I had this secret, I mean, I've had to keep a secret similar like that for like 9 months with my sister, not tell my
Jason
mom about it, but eventually she found out. And, you know, to keep a secret like that would be hard on anybody.
What she should have done is told Jason she was going to tell him first.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That was the bad writing of
I agree. Mm-hmm. She could have told him.
They wrote it that way. Now, if she stayed, they would have never wrote it that way.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
It was because he was mad at Kimberly.
I just can't understand why. I know, well, it's out of character of Jason, he's very forgiving now. It seems like he's a very forgiving guy now, you know. I mean, look at what Jack did, and he was quick to forgive her for something that shouldn't have been forgiven, you know.
We got an apology from him, and at least
he admitted
that Robin
was
right.
Later, 10 years too late.
That makes all the difference, though. I've waited
Understood. He kind of understood why she even she thought, too, she was maybe protecting Michael in a sense, that maybe the Court of Mains would have been a better, I don't know, maybe not better, but I thought maybe she was protecting Michael, too, in that sense, in my opinion. I don't know, because, you know, I think because Jason so regretted
when he was talking to Robin that he regretted ever having him, like, in his life or whatever. And I think Robin even said to Jason, how do you know if you would have been better off with a Quartermain? You can't know that, you know?
Right. He sees his point of view and he sees hers. It's perfect. Because, you know, I mean, to ask somebody, see, the character that Robin was to begin with, for her to keep such a big secret like that, because that, to her, she grew up not knowing who her dad was.
Yeah, I know.
So that was a big deal to her. People don't know that part of it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal to her because she didn't know who her dad was until she got a little bit older. And she didn't want Michael to have to go, you know. She wanted Michael to experience, you know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't to be mean.
No, I know.
Even though they rewrote it that way, they rewrote it as her, you know, because when she came back in 2005, they made it sound like she did it because she was jealous of Carly, but that's not why she did it at all.
No, she didn't.
She did it
because
if you rewrite it,
it's so nice when everyone agrees with Terry that.
Oh, okay. Well, I just be quiet. No, because
she was a selfish bitch for saying that. For even going there and going there with the type of age they was. I mean, I'm sorry, but Robin doing that was, in my opinion, wrong because, you know, number one, she didn't give Jason the heads up. Number two,
We're saying she had to have done it in a different way.
What Carly did was wrong? I mean,
no, actually, I don't.
About Michael?
Actually,
you don't think that was wrong?
I do not, because it was AJ. AJ, as far as I'm concerned,
but AJ
was
wasn't like
that. No. AJ, too.
AJ was not the person they turned him into.
Okay,
AJ was actually different than he turned out to be.
AJ nearly killed Jason. Died in that car. I'm sorry.
Carly said it was Tony's. Then Carly said it was. I like Carly, but I'm just saying what Carly did wasn't any better than what Robin did.
Yeah,
you know?
I kind of agree with you there too.
Because
of course she does.
I was never a Carly fan in the first.
I know, but why
do
you bring this up?
I like Carly, and I'm a Robin and Jason fan. I think Robin and Carly are funny when they're together.
Yeah, they are.
I love to watch that.
I love their bickering back and forth at each other.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They have a love-hate relationship.
It's their history, which is that's what it's always been.
That's what it's, Yeah.
I mean, I
don't like people saying that Robin is a saint because she's never claimed to be a saint, and she isn't a saint.
She makes
her mistakes, too, just like everybody on that show makes mistakes. But, you know, she did one thing in her life she thought was right, and people, you know, hate her for it. You know, Jason...
Well, that's because of the way it was written.
I mean... There's so many people on that show that have done much worse, and then Robin got Jason wouldn't talk to her. He didn't want anything to do with her.
Let's be honest. If Kimberly were to stay, if she would have stayed, Carly might not even have been around today.
Oh, really?
The character of Carly. Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if they would have wrote her the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, like put her in that way. I don't know. I'm just saying that. The reason it was written that way is because Kimberly was leaving and they were mad. They were pissed. They were mad that she was leaving. So instead of, like, going to college and coming back.
I know. Because every time she left,
like she was doing, she was leaving
Robin
altogether.
And sad about it, you know? They hated leaving each other. And I just miss that. That's the kind of stories that I miss. General Hospital isn't like that anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't have stories where they write love stories like that. And that was Jason and Robin were a really good love story. It was a really good love story, and I like how she didn't want.
Well, that's because it was built up too.
It was built up.
I mean, most
of
your couples that are built up.
And
like,
what I liked about
Robin
it is because
and
she
Jason
had a crush
and
on him
Jason. When they're built up, they're better couples.
Yeah.
But they're not pushed together like Sam
and Jason, yeah.
Right. That, I mean,
yeah, and I also like the fact that she liked him when he was Jason Quartermain. So she knew both, you know, and she understood that Jason Morgan, she understood that that wasn't him anymore, Jason Quartermain, because that's why I guess Jason was running away from the Quartermains, because they were expecting
him to be Jason Quartermain.
Jason Quartermain, this, their perfect son. But Robin understood that's not who he was anymore, and so that's, I just love
right.
You said how they built it up.
Robin was the type of person back then to accept anybody. She would you know, be anyone's friend. And she was even Carly's friend in the beginning, if you remember.
Yes,
Robin would friend anybody. And even to this day, well, I mean, look at what happened with Lisa. She opened up and was friendly with her, and look what happened.
I know.
You know?
Now she's down in a well trying to get out.
I know. And then Lisa's she's gaslighting Robin, which I'm hating.
Even though it was Patrick that, you know, did what he did. I mean,
I know.
I can't totally blame Lisa. It was also Patrick.
It was, yeah.
Well, he was such a selfish prick in the first place.
I know. I'm glad somebody else agreed with me on that one.
Well, I admit he was a selfish prick in the beginning. I'll admit that, yeah.
He still is.
He
now they're going to put him with different people for a while.
Actually, did that in the beginning, because then that would have made more sense. Because he just came on. They should have did that in the beginning, I think. Kind of just played him with other people. Because he was new.
Yeah.
He was a new character.
Yeah.
Why would you
tie
a new character down?
Well, my hope was when Robin had come back, I was hoping she would have been put into Jason's orbit again. You know, kind of. I mean, you know, I was hoping that was going to happen.
I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do? I don't think they know what they're going to do.
I know.
I think they might eventually. I mean, with Brenda being back, maybe throw them all, four of them in there together, do a storyline. I don't know. Not saying that it'll be a romantic storyline.
I don't see Robin and Jason as a romantic couple anymore to me.
Especially with Evan.
I watch their scenes together.
Well, you know what?
You might not see it, but
it doesn't mean, I'm not saying they'll be romantic. I'm just saying that they will be thrown in together, maybe in a
that's
story.
That's what I'm hoping.
Which it should be.
I wish they would throw Liz together.
Because how can you not bring Brenda back
too.
And not have Robin and Sunny and Jason in the same room again?
When I first started watching Robin and Stone, not when I first watched, because I started back when, you know, like Luke and Robert and Holly and all that.
Yes.
You know, I started way back, you know. When I first started liking, because I noticed Robin had a crush on Jason. So Jason Quartermain, which was cute.
It was cute.
And then when she was with Stone, after Stone died, I didn't think I would like her with anybody else.
Really?
And I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to open, even though I always wanted them to be together, Jason and Robin, because of her crush.
Yeah.
I kind of held back. And then after seeing them, how they act off each other, Kimberly and Steve act off each other awesomely.
I know.
I mean, he only does that with two people as far as I'm concerned. And that would be Kimberly, and then he does it with Rebecca too. So
I don't see it with Sam.
Him.
I know he's not going to win an Emmy when he's with Sam. You know.
No.
But, and my favorite. I love the scene when they're in the hospital. Remember when she was leaving for Paris? Was that when she was leaving? Was that the first time she was leaving, or he was hurt? And she, no, that was the scene where she wanted Sunny. She had. Talked to Sonny to like fire him. Remember in that hospital scene?
And
their
first breakup was heartbreaking.
Yeah, their first breakup.
Oh
my gosh. I was bleeding for Jason. He was so awesome, Steve Burton, in that scene. But they both were.
I have noticed, though, that a lot of people, though, that see them together. Now, it's not a romantic thing. It's a friend thing right now. But that's how Jason and Robin started out.
That's how they did. Yep, they did. They started out.
They could never. you know, and they could never just be friends. Not saying that it will ever develop, but there's always the possibility there. And there is chemistry there, and, you know, I mean, I see it, but I don't know. Maybe not everybody sees it. But I only, like I said, I only see Steve's chemistry with only two people. And I don't see it with Kelly too much. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
That's my opinion, too. I don't think he's ever going to, he's never going to have chemistry with that person on the show.
Sam is his waitress. She gets his coffee, she gets his beer, she gets his Chinese food. She wipes his ass when he needs it. That's all he's fit for is his gopher girl. I mean, that's all their relationship is.
Don't they kind of dress the same?
She dressed just like him ever since they got him back together.
Well, I think they tried to
all
make
black.
Sam a Brenda in a sense.
Exactly, Dawn. That's what they did.
But she's not.
She never will.
She never will be. Now, some people are saying she's better. She's not. They never looked at Brenda then, because Brenda has an excellent character.
Yep.
She's grounded. She's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't sleep with two guys in one night. People forget about certain things Sam does.
Kylie, remember
husband.
I was reading something about Sam. Didn't she slept with Jack on the
Jack and Sunny on the same night.
Take a shower and then dwell with Sunny.
Just want to say something about Ryan O really quick. Victoria and Abby are suing Victor. Didn't Nick get on board too because it was his trust fund too? But I don't think there was a trust fund for Adam. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe Adam never had the trust fund. Like Abby, Victoria, and Nick. I was just reading in the room. Sam is no longer right for Jason. No, Sam was never right for Jason.
That's what I wrote to me. They were never right for each other in the first place. There is no chemistry.
We should be thinking the same thoughts, because that's the second time this week somebody thinks the same thing as I am.
What's that?
Well, Monday, Shirley and I were thinking the same exact thing, and now you and I are thinking the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
When you said that.
Right. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Even the mention of their names in my mouth, or
makes
even in my brain, it, like, makes me want to puke. There was a scene, I was eating something, I think I said this before.
Oh, yeah.
I was eating something, but I wasn't expecting that scene between them two, and I had to put my food down and pick up the remote and fast forward really quick. Oh, my God,
oh,
I nearly spat up my food. You want Sam
together.
And Michael to hook up. Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Sam would suck the life out of Michael.
She sucks the life out
of anybody she works with.
Mm.
Okay, and Sam working with Zaria. To my core being, think Sam is working with Zaria.
I can't wait until he comes back.
Well, there's too many flipping holes since the Mexico crap. I mean,
thank you. Good.
Left so many holes for that.
I know.
Yep. Oh, I have a question about that Mexico thing. Okay. Because the way Halsey got away from Jerry too fast, I mean, come on. That never, ever made sense.
There he is. It's Sebastian Roach is coming back.
I think maybe I'm wrong, but they keep saying the Balkan is someone in PC. Okay, so I've done my research. The only two people
you did that first before I did. I said that you were quick on that.
Yeah, it's official. They said he'll be back December 12th.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And look out for everybody involved, because he is coming
yes.
back with a vengeance.
I can't
okay,
wait
and,
to, I love
and
him.
It does
okay.
involve Balkan. It does involve
I
the Balkan.
Okay. Oh, and got a question. Zuri blackmailed Nicholas and Emily when Emily was alive too, right?
Yeah, because he gave Nicholas
yeah, okay.
that shot. He gave him that toxin. And
oh, that's
he,
right.
He, that's when he, yeah, and then he blackmailed Emily. She was supposed to give him like $1 million or something like that, dollars,
mm-hmm,
or so he could
mm-hmm.
give him the antidote to it. Yeah.
Right,
yep.
right. He sure did. He sure did.
Okay, oh, and you guys remember, to go to the Spezzo tomorrow, it's 7 Central, but, I don't think there's any more thing to Claudia's death that we know about, I mean.
I just put maybe, you never know with Deeds, because you never really know. They might bring up her death one day in the future or something.
Oh.
And you know what? I mean, when they brought Sarah Brown back, I was so looking forward to that, but then they totally destroyed her character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I was looking forward to her with Jace, with Steve and Maurice and everything. And,
yep.
But they built it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they did.
Before she even came on the show, they were kind of building it up for me or whatever, and then... You know, and then they kind of recreated a scene in the at Jake's when Claudia and Jace were playing pool. It was kind of a reminiscent, a shout out to the, you know, Sarah Brown's Carly back in the day when they were playing pool at Jake's, and then you know, and but then they kind of just ruined the character, and that's why I think Sarah Brown left after that year because
yeah,
she
well,
left.
Yeah, that's what that
that's
the story what
I was heard. Going, and I'm glad she did. Bold and Beautiful got her, and you
well,
know,
yeah,
that
but
was the story.
You know, but she might, I mean, yeah, she brought,
Claire and Sunny.
They don't last
because
the breakdown, he breaks up with her like the 16th of October.
Good. I don't
like an RTN, too.
I see, this is just me. I see J-Sam breaking up during November sweeps.
Wow.
I every time I go on these message boards, I always want to see. I always think, well, am I going to see something positive
about
Jason and Liz or whatever? I mean, they did say that Becky's back in taping. She got September 16th, and I'm hoping now that Lucky's got his own story and Nick's with Brooke.
Well,
you know,
yeah, and Tyler Christopher might be leaving.
I hope so. I'm so tired of him.
Yeah, he's.
I know.
Sometime next year or something like that.
I've never been
the
same without Emily. I loved to, Emily and Nick were my favorite couple at that time. But
and that's the stupidest thing they ever did on GH is bring her back as Emily.
I know.
They should have brought her back, have an amnesia, and be an Emily in the first place. They should have never, ever been crafted in. And then there could have been an actual story. But no, they had to be idiots.
Okay,
Ashley. Rebecca.
Ashley.
Remember, they can't hear you.
Spinelli.
You have to talk to them in chat.
Okay,
yep.
Spinelli. Well, no.
Maybe.
Don't say that.
Spinelli will try to hook. Oh, no.
Yeah, Becky returns the 11th of October.
Maybe he will try. You never know. He's going to come infatuated with her, and Carly was like kind of you know, when he's like, don't the divine one, he's like, she's like, don't call her the divine one,
the divine one, right?
Yeah,
right.
Now
she's
the divine
one. He has a name
one.
For everybody. Oh god.
Oh, it's when Jerry comes back.
Huh?
Yep, the 13th of December.
Yes, I know.
Could Jerry be the oft-mentioned mysterious crime figure known as the Balkan?
I think he's going to be the Balkan. I think Jerry Jack, because, you know, when he first came on the show, they had he wasn't Jerry Jack. What did they call him? They called him something. And who was it? And turned out to be Jerry Jack. So maybe he just might be the Balkan.
Well, he changed
I'm hoping that's who he'll be. I'm hoping that's who he'll be. I don't know.
You know, Because, I mean, he was all there. I mean, he knows how to do different identities. I mean, when he was Daily Craig.
Well, you don't want to know what the Hallmark movie is that, Spam's in?
Oh, yeah.
It's called The Edge of the Garden.
Oh, crap.
You know the premise of it?
Acting with Rob
Estes.
I like
really?
Him. He's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob
Estes.
Oh, my God. Rob Estes, fiance of Rob Estes, ex-Harry 90210 character. No word on movie air date.
Oh, good.
Is it like a romantic movie or what?
I don't know.
Is she going to be the lead in the movie? Is she going to be the lead in the movie? Annie said night to you. Oh, not, oh, night? Or is it right, love? No.
Right.
I like how we misspell words in chat and she goes right, love.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Did
you think Zach knew something about Brenda's situation? I'm not sure. What happened to Franco? We don't know what really happened to Franco.
What? Speaking of the... Sorry, I interrupted. I have a habit of doing that. Sorry, Carly, but you love me anyway, but...
yeah, I do.
Is it supposedly there's spoilers out there that Dante and Brenda know each other?
Yes.
And Robert and Anna,
I haven't heard about Robert and Anna being back, but you know what? I think they need to come back and, you know, make sure their daughter, you know, is okay.
See what I'm saying? We missed our words. Think.
Okay, so now, but it's late. People miss their words.
I miss Robert and Anna. They were like my
favorite. Robert and Anna. Oh, my mom used to love them. She loved Robert and Anna. And then Duke. Remember Duke? That was
really?
Anna's.
Franco. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Now, you know what? Franco being the Vulcan. No, because I haven't heard of James Franco coming back. I hope he doesn't come back.
I thought he was supposed to come back, and they were supposed to have some kind of a... Or did they have it already?
They did.
That's right. They had it already. Right.
Okay,
right.
It says October 13th, Maya and Robin have a heart-to-heart about Bad Boys and Matters of Love. Robin finds inner strength and returns to work, resolved to treat Patrick as a professional colleague. Liz returns to work at the hospital to find everyone gossiping about Patrick's affair with Lisa.
Oh.
Mm.
I mean, Liz is going to take Robin's side, but she's also friends with Patrick, too. In the new casting, I heard the casting new one, they were not going to do it after all. I mean, they had someone and then they have to postpone that.
Was it the Valentine character? I heard rumors that he was going to kind of like get involved with like the Liz thing and like do something to her, like hidden, I don't know, but that would be kind of like if they could write a story where Valentin comes and gets obsessed with Liz and then Jason has to come in and to the rescue or something. And the guy that was supposed to play Valentin was, he played on AMC. He played Haley and I forgot what the character's name was, but I liked them too.
And supposedly when Jason asked Sam to move in with him, she declined.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I hope so. I don't want them living together again.
And he's always going to claim that to ease her insecurities. That's the good part about it. He's only doing it to ease her mind by asking her that.
Oh, yeah, I got a stupid question. Okay, is Sunny's penthouse, did Sunny take that penthouse over? Is that where Sunny's penthouse used to be?
What? You mean where Jason lives?
No, no, we had Sunny and Carly and Michael before we got the...
Oh, sorry. It is... See?
Okay. Okay.
Valentine.
I was just wondering.
Oh.
Okay, you know what else? Okay.
I'm not going to hand this opportunity for a while. Why do they have to make the baby lefties? That means he's going to be connected to Liz forever.
That's the thing about it.
Yeah, but who's to say that baby's going to live? I mean, it could happen.
Everybody wants to kill off this kid.
I know, that's kind of sad to say. Because that would make... Okay, I wonder why she asked me why I wish the baby was not Lucky's. Because that would make him... Connected forever to Liz.
That's it.
And we as liaison fans do not want
Luke is coming back in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say bonded forever.
Bonded, yeah. Just like
bonded forever to.
So that's where Guza wants to take him. You know, her two favorite guys with the kids.
I know.
And then there's Cammy. Then and there's little Cammy.
I
hope the baby is Nick. That's probably better meteor stories if it were Nick.
But this time read something about maybe neither one of these guys is the father. I don't know.
Yep.
So who, you know, who knows?
Okay, if you look more like, no, well, remember you guys, Lulu, when she was little, looked more like Nick than Lucky.
Isn't that funny? When Lulu was a baby, she had dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you know, it's funny that Robin, when she came onto the show as a little girl, you know, she's dark skinned and like, every time I see Robin, I'm not sure if they overlooked that because of how good of an actress Kimberly McCullough is, or because you know, Robin and Anna, they're not that dark, you know, they don't have the dark skin, but. Maybe that, you know, I don't know. I guess they casted her well. I guess, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just like that, I don't know what I was thinking just then. Off my kind of thought.
Yeah, welcome to my world. I know.
Yeah.
Welcome to my
brain fart.
I know how that goes.
Don't say that. I don't want to go there because that's...
Okay, so we tell everyone? Fine.
No, I want Christina and Ethan.
Well, I want Maya to go away and then we'll come back.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't dislike Maya. I just don't understand why they even brought her in on the show.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, when Nick, okay, I don't think this little baby paternity will be coming out for a while, but I just don't see this baby living.
Maybe they should wait to do it for a couple of years because then that way
that would be a better story
because Helena would have gotten her revenge, total revenge, and then Lucky, I don't know. I just think if they don't say anything.
Okay.
Ethan is supposed to be, I think, about 22 or 23. he was born.
Busy. Are you falling asleep?
No, I'm just listening. And I do have to say about Ethan, the boy needs to put his hair back in a ponytail.
Doesn't he?
All I gotta say on that subject. Cause
oh, what?
Like,
okay, this whole.
Oh,
okay, this
so
whole.
He said, oh, wow.
Yeah, but this whole thing with it. Okay. Ethan and Nick are about the same age.
Well, she's gonna be 18 soon. Well, she will be 18. Soon, and Luke.
Well, that's not too old. I mean, that's
I know.
That's a good age for an 18-year-old girl. Yeah, that's a good age.
Yeah. And I'm still not feeling him and Maya together. They are just not.
I know.
I don't see it
meshing either.
I know.
Especially when they only show him here and there. I mean, and only for 2 seconds. It's like, gosh, you're wasting our time here, people.
Mm.
Let's move it along.
Oh, yes. I think that Ethan and how old were Luke and Laura? Laura was like what, 17?
Oh,
Luke, right?
Luke was much older than Laura. Luke was much older than.
Yeah,
Laura.
Luke was.
Well,
like
look
what?
At Liz and Jason. They're like.
Yes, I was getting ready.
7 years.
It was like Liz and Jason, right?
Yeah.
And they're kind of playing Jason and Liz's part with Ethan and Christina, because look how Ethan is with Christina.
Yeah,
it's exactly how Jason was with Elizabeth when they first started hanging out.
I loved their moment. Their last moment was in the park, which I loved that.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. And it's funny, the words that they write
was
Christina are good.
No, Christina was born, well, I saw her around Christmas.
I think she's supposed to be 18 in October, isn't she? Or is that the actress?
Yeah.
Wait.
If Ethan 22, how much older are
you? So Ethan is how much older are Lulu? Well, Lulu is younger.
Ethan is between Lucky and Lulu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Lulu, supposedly just turned 21? She's 21.
Lucky is 28, I think.
So he's in between
and
there.
Lulu
halfway
is about 21.
And how old is Nick, man?
Him and Lucky are about the same age, because didn't
Lucky
for a little
right?
He's
about 30
or something. A little older than Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was reading about Ethan online because I was kind of confused. I wasn't sure how old he was.
Wait a second, hold on. I have a call. Huh?
And so, yeah, because supposedly Luke had the affair while Laura was still in 88 or something, while he was still married. So it wasn't when Laura was disappeared, right? It was when he was still married to her and in town or so. I don't know. It must have been off. Well, obviously it was off screen that he had the affair with Holly. But so he in 88, supposedly he was born in 88. So that would make him about 22 or something. Okay, Lulu has to be 22 or pretty close to be 22.
But
well,
see, that's
you know,
what gets me about the Soro thing, because Christina shouldn't be 18 because Michael's 18 and she was born way after.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to
say. So what,
and you
why
know,
is she 18
funny?
When Michael's 18?
And Molly should be younger than
she
Cameron.
She should still be about Cameron's age.
Cameron was born in 2004. Molly was born in 2005. Isn't that funny?
So he should be in middle school instead of in whatever he is now.
I know. Isn't it how they age these kids just for plot storylines?
It's ridiculous. It's just sad how they do that. They should grow with the show and not change it. They should. You know, instead of
I know. I mean, I understand they do it for storyline reasons, but some of these soaps, they age these kids way too soon. Like they were born like even on Days of Our Lives, Bo and Hope's daughter. She was born in 2008 or something, or 2007, right? So now she's like a little girl. You know, she should be like 3 or 4 or something. Not like how old she's supposed to be now. Like 7 or something. Brenda is about the
Jason's
same.
Isn't she Jason's age?
Because
Because they went to senior prom or went to prom
yeah,
together.
They went to senior, I just spelled senior wrong, prom together. Senior.
Oh, nice, Terry.
Well, did I? Okay. Yeah. What? That's not, it's that funny? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is it? Did I spell it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. I thought I put horniness for a moment, for a split second.
Are you having a senior moment?
Yeah, senior moment. Senior.
Oh, wow, man. So we got...
Okay.
There will be no senior talk here.
So is Robin? Yeah, Robin is in her. Is she in her 30s? She's about. She should be the same.
Okay,
age.
You know what? That doesn't make sense.
Well, isn't she and Liz around the same age?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought so too.
Yes.
Yep.
See?
Yeah.
She and Liz are
so
the same age.
So Jason is like.
Jason is about 37 or something. Is there
anything
on
the
show?
Jimmy called me around the same age, and I thought there was a thing mentioned once that they are like in their early 30s.
Okay, well, so Jason. Well, okay, I remember when Dagger and Karen were investigating his mother, his father, and he was born in 72, but back when I was watching it, he was playing younger than his
oh, yes.
So
I was warning you guys about Greg.
So,
he's leaving.
So
on One Life to Live.
Oh?
Yeah,
Greg,
it's a matter of time because his time's coming after all he's done to
yeah.
Taya.
Okay, here we go into these ages now.
Steve? Well, Steve is now 40 years old. He's officially a 40 year old. 40.
Man, we're alive, but not on the show.
No, but she's saying old is Steve?
Oh, okay.
Are you talking
This past summer, Steve was 40 years old.
In real life, right? He is going to be 40 this year.
Oh.
He's
Bird,
already
right?
40. Because I just heard he's
oh,
a little 40 older.
Years old.
Steve is 40.
Yes, Steve
yep,
is 40.
Yeah. I just turned 40.
I correct myself.
A few months older than me.
Greg
yes,
from One
Steve
Life
is
to
40.
Love. See, somebody put love. It's live.
Oh, fine. You know. Fine. You know what? You know what?
I'm
going to
call you two the typo queens.
About 35 or 35.
Yeah, that's what I think on the show. Yeah, I think probably 35, yeah.
I think
he's at least like 8 years older than
Liz.
Liz on the
right?
Show.
Yep. Oh, yeah, because
she
was when they first met. She was 17. So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
23, 24. Yeah, and you know, and that's one of the reasons why he was holding back because she was so young.
Yep.
You know.
Oh my God! I don't know how old Olivia and Sunny are. They're probably in their 40s.
40s,
they are.
Yeah, well, on the show, I guess he's in his middle
40s. She was,
16
when she had him? And he's in his early 20s.
Yeah.
Dante.
Who's that, Dante?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe.
Yes. Car.
Yeah, you know, it's like almost like, no, Karen, I'm just thinking, you know, I just don't want your sister, like, get in the bathroom and, therefore, you know, then you will never get in the bathroom tonight.
I don't think there's anybody in the bathroom right now. I don't hear anybody in there. I don't, at least I don't think I do. You know what? I had some, like, for dessert tonight, I had made some pudding last night, and nobody really likes pistachio pudding except me, so basically I'm going to eat
pudding?
It all. And so, and I added, I put, like, there's a banana cream pie that was sitting in the
refrigerator.
Pistachios. I had a pistachio pudding. It was really good. And I put some banana cream pie on with it.
Oh, God.
I ate it, and then I fell asleep, you know, and then I kind of woke up, and I hear my niece crying because she loves banana cream pie. And my dad, since he's older, he's been eating it, too. And if you leave something out and my dad sees it, it'll be gone.
Oh,
like,
crap,
like,
yeah.
And I thought I heard her crying. And I'm thinking, is she crying over banana cream pie that's
somebody
all gone?
Somebody ate her banana cream pie.
I don't know. So, well, wait a minute. Dante's 24 and she was 15. Yeah, yeah, that's right. That sounds about...
Call me in mid-30s.
What is this age thing? How old?
He is on B&B now, so
Sarah Brown ain't coming back to this show. I hope Sarah Brown comes back. I don't think so.
Be back.
She's not coming back to this show. Please.
Why would
because
she?
Because they ruined it. They ruined her character.
Yeah, why would she?
They gave
her
all these promises of a great storyline, and they screwed her.
B-H-F.
And she realized
and
it had enough.
Rick. And the same thing with Rick, Bridget.
Yep.
The same thing with Rick. They
promise
him
these
over.
Great stories, and they fall flat, and then they wonder why these character actors don't want to work for them.
Mm. And, you know, and I'm wondering.
That's why I'm hoping
Vanessa's
story starts picking up, because if they don't, they're going to do the same thing to her, too.
Well, I saw the ratings, and it didn't look like all of that. So she's not. Maybe after she starts having steady scenes with Sunny, maybe after, you know, if Brendan, you know, starts interacting more together. Because right now she ain't doing nothing. And
they should have never done this Rome crap.
It was stupid.
And pretty much made it the first few weeks boring as hell until Jason showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sunny showed up in Rome and then got it all started. But they put it in a box and then kind of went la-di-da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. And now, hopefully, they'll start getting it together. But this is GH we're talking about. So
yeah, I know. That's true. That's true. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Really?
Hookups and shakeups, maybe?
And breakups?
Oh, they say that all the time. And nothing really happened. A lot of hookups, yeah, right. Okay. They say that all the time.
And I wonder what kind of sweets they're going to have. It is supposed there's going to be a masquerade ball.
There's a tornado coming.
So maybe we're going to have the ball during
the tornado. I thought
the tornado
wasn't going to be on GH. I thought it was going to be on another show.
Okay,
I
don't think there's a tornado.
That's
I think somebody else spoiled it for a different show.
Yeah, Y&R.
Yep, it's not GH.
Okay.
But let's not have another ball. I mean, jeez.
Why? Because it's like
bad things happen to balls.
You know what?
Yeah.
I want lucky. Oh, gosh. I'm going to be so on the fence with Lucky and Maxie and Lucky and Siobhan if they go. I don't know if they do any. Maybe they won't go further with this Lucky and Siobhan thing, but they're actually getting a big following.
And Jason and Liz reconnect. Oh, God.
Yep. Okay, that's going to happen.
Lucky.
They said, and Jason and Liz reconnect. Well.
Yep.
When were they disconnected? You know? You see, that's what pisses me off of about Liz's character. You know, she always had this, you know, she always thought about, even when she loved Jason, it was always lucky, and lucky this, and lucky that, you know.
Well, they just ruined that pairing. I mean, how many times can you put a couple back together before enough's enough?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Every time they put them together, it was a debacle. I mean, she married the man twice out of, I mean, the first time, yeah, she loved him.
Yep.
But the second time, it was out of obligation. Her heart is not in it, was never in Lucky. Her heart was with Jason.
I know.
But they screwed that up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the
they
heart...
her with a person to settle with.
Yep. And you know what? And if Lucky ended up being more dangerous, then Jason was an undercover.
Oh, speaking of that, okay, now this show is being very hypocritical right now because they broke up Liz and Jason because of the danger crap. Yet, Lucky's the father on record, and now he's dealing with the Balkan now. If that's not danger to me, even though he's an undercover cop, but I'm sure they're going to find out and seek revenge on him. He's getting into dangerous territory, too. So that danger crap has been gone for a long time. So they need
well,
to
you know, that danger
else.
Crap, that was just a way to break Liz and Jason up.
Yep.
Come on. I mean, you know, that
yeah,
was just...
the thing is that breakup scene was not...
No, it was not a breakup scene.
It was not end of them. I mean, there was room for more because, you know, for the future because they still loved each other when they broke up. So
I know, but then Terry, whether they love each other or not, they broke up. It doesn't. They were still in love, but they still broke up.
Well, that was a plot point device
breaking
for the show. It was a
character-driven
storyline. Oh, God, it would have been, they would have probably been together right now. They probably would have just...
You know what? I know this couple is going to be back together, and
I so thought when they, you know, we waited a long time for them, and I remember when he was with Courtney, I thought, oh God, it seems like they're not going to be putting Jason and Liz together, and you know, and I just let it go. I let it go. I thought, well, if they decide to put them together, then they will. I stopped watching Jonah Hospital for a few years because they Guiding Light. I was watching Guiding Light. I was watching Channel 4 shows, and I even attempted to join the message board for Liz and Jason, and I would go into the campus every 6 months or so, and I thought, okay, well, they're not going anywhere with them, and they weren't on my mind as much as they are now. And keep telling myself, if I could wait 10 years for them back in those days, I guess I could wait 10 more. Come on. The powers that be can't be that. Rose-colored glasses to think that this couple that they have, that they think is the almighty couple on the show, is going to make, I don't know. They can't keep ignoring them. I just don't see them ignoring them any longer. I really don't.
I don't even think the actors, I don't even think Steve and Kelly like their pairing anymore.
See it in their acting. I haven't seen Jason, even when he's with Steve with Brenda. He's more...
Yep.
Oh, it's a different...
It's the dynamic
Steve.
Of these actors. You can't... You could so...
You guys,
the chemistry has to be there in real life, too. And I don't think the chemistry is in real life for Kelly Monaco and him. Jason and Liz, Rebecca and him, they practically live in the same neighborhood. And same thing with her brother. They live like 5 minutes from each other, everybody, actually. And so, and even Brenda, and he's close friends with Vanessa, and you can see it on the screen, and I can't.
Yep. see by the way, you guys, just so you know, we always been, like, talking longer, but I just wanted to warn you that something may happen.